Welcome to Temple Street Hospital School Podcast.
In these podcasts, students from the hospital school talk to some of the wonderful staff that care for them on a day-to-day basis.
Hi everyone, on this podcast, one of our post-primary students, Maria, talks to one of the clinical nurse managers on surgical flat, Susan.
Hello everyone, my name is Maria, and today I will interview Susan, the clinical nurse manager on surgical flat. How long have you worked in Temple Street Children's Hospital, Susan?
I started in Temple Street in 2001, which was September 2001, which was before you were even born. So it's nearly 23 years ago.
Oh my God, that's a long time ago.
Sure is.
What is your working day like here in hospital?
Oh, well, I'm in my office at 7 o'clock and I check my emails and then I come out to see the girls who are on nights at about 20 past seven and we have a bit of a chat and then we decide what nurse is working where and then we all go and get handover. You see us having our handover in the mornings. And then we start our day, we do the medicines and we do the beds and we do the washes and we make sure the kids get to theatre on time and come back. And then all the other little bits and pieces that go on during the day, like the drug rounds and the feeds and talk with the doctors, talk with the patients, get them up to school when they can. And then I'm very lucky, I get to leave at 3:30. So I get into my car at 3:30 and drive home where all the other girls stay on the ward until 8 o'clock. So I have it nice and easy. But every day is different and every day is busy, but it's always good fun. I like working up there.
Yeah, you're very lucky with the 3 o'clock, but a typical day at the hospital.
It's a typical day for everybody else. It's much longer than my day. I've done my time. I used to do long days, but not anymore.
Yeah. And what helps you in coping with stress and pressure working in the hospital environment?
I think we all cope in different ways. I find... I don't really know. When I get into my car to drive home, I put on a podcast and I listen to something on the radio, or I might give somebody a call and have a little chat. But I think I find it helpful talking to all the girls at work before I leave about maybe, you know, oh God, that was a very busy day, or oh, that was very sad, or, you know, you kind of talk it through before you leave. You just have to talk it out with whoever will listen to you. I go for a walk on the beach then with my dog when I go home. I quickly say hello to the children and I grab the dog and go to the beach. And then by the time I come home from that walk, then I definitely have gotten rid of all my stress. Yeah.
That's a great way.
It is a great way, yeah.
And now we have a couple of more questions. So what are you passionate about?
I don't really know. I was trying to come up with an answer to that and I kind of don't really know. So I'm passionate about obviously my family and my job, but like outside of that, I'd like to say that I'm passionate about something mad, but I'm not really. I love the sea. I love sailing when I get a chance. I love going out to restaurants and having nice food and stuff like that, and being out with my friends. Just passionate about having an easy time.
Yeah, that was a hard question. So
it was.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm passionate about. So.
Lots of things. You're very arty.
Thank you. What is on your bucket list? We have this question.
Yeah, so my bucket list. In 2000, I was in Australia for a year and I worked in hospitals there. And I never got to climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge. So I'd really like to go back to Sydney and spend a big holiday there and climb up to the top of the bridge because I never got to do it. And I'd like to bring my children with me. And my husband. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's one of my big things.
Yeah, that seems very fun.
It would be. What's on your bucket list?
I'm not sure.
No? Do you want
to
travel?
Going to Spain. Probably, yeah.
Sunshine.
I missed going.
Your holidays.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah. So, what is your earliest memory?
I don't know. I think it would be like being on this swing that my dad built in the garden, and it was made of blue kind of metal. Mm-hmm. And he did a class at night. I don't know, was it a metalwork class or something? And he built us a swing in our back garden. I remember the swing. But I also would remember going out in the boat with my dad when I was very young. So they're kind of my earliest memories. But like, because I'm getting a little bit older, my memory's not very good. So sometimes I can only remember last week.
Yeah. It's fine, yeah. That happens even to me.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. So
my memory is very bad. So what is one thing that instantly makes your day better?
Oh, well, I suppose when I get home and when my children come and give me a big hug and say, "Hi, Mom, how are you? How was your day?" and give me a big kiss. Oh. That makes me better. But sometimes when I get home, they're not in very good form and they might be a bit grumpy. So the other thing that will make me feel better is bring my dog to the beach.
Yeah. I think you love your children.
I do. Oh, Noah and Zoe.
I think you love your family and your dog.
Yeah, they're all great.
So, two more.
Okay.
Were you ever in the hospital when you were young? And do you remember anything about it?
I was. So I was in hospital a few times having like grommets in my ears. I don't know if you ever heard of them before, because I used to get ear infections. But I also remember having my tonsils out.
Yeah.
And my mom or dad weren't able to stay with me. So I was on my own, like you are at night. And I remember one night I wasn't able to sleep. And the nurse lifted me up and she kind of carried me on her hip and brought me into the kitchen and she heated up some milk and gave me some warm milk to drink.
She was nice.
That's what I remember about that.
That's a good memory.
Yeah, it was a nice memory. It's not a horrible memory at all.
Even staying at the hospital.
No, don't remember being miserable, don't remember being sore, nothing. Just her making me some hot milk.
Yeah, so we have one more question. Okay. And if you were not a nurse, what other job you would like to work at and why?
Well, I can be completely honest and tell you that there was never anything else I was going to be except a nurse. I knew from when I was very small I was going to be a nurse. All the way through school, everything, anybody who ever asked me will tell you, all I ever wanted to be a nurse. I'd say from when I was about 6 or 7. And when I was in secondary school then, a few people tried to talk me out of it, telling me, you know, it's very hard and the money's not great and the hours are very long and all that kind of thing. And I just said, no, that's what I'm going to do. And I still am. So it was never going to be anything else.
Yeah.
What about you? What do you like to do?
I actually don't know. It's very nice that you already knew since.
I'm very lucky though. Yeah. I think lots of
and
people don't know. Like even when I see my friends who are in school and college with me, sometimes they all didn't know what they wanted to be. So I think I was lucky that I knew.
Yeah, and now you're a nurse manager.
Now I'm a nurse manager. So I'm the boss of the ward.
Yeah.
Not the boss of the hospital though.
Yeah, but that's fine. Thank you so much for listening and being with us. And
well, thanks for interviewing me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll become famous now.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah.
You can have everyone talk to him.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, so, Maria.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.